I want to thank you for helping me bring the Legionnaire and his Warlord to university, Catherine.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't blow him up, too.
I would do no such thing!
I'm joking, sorry.
I do not relish violence, Catherine, but I do stand by my decision. How is it that you operate that Warlord so well?
It handles a lot like a motorcycle. My ex-boyfriend had a Harley, and we'd tear down the I-5 to L.A. It made my parents so mad. Good times.
I have no idea what you just said.
Hey, Jareth?
Yes, Catherine?
I want to apologize for snapping at you earlier. I judged you by my own standards. I'm sorry if I offended you.
No apologies are needed, Catherine. I did not realize just how strange this situation must be for you. And I have no idea how Fesmer did what he did.
Any chance you can find information at the university?
I will do some research. Unfortunately, due to the illegal nature of Fesmer's magic, we will not be able to get any help directly. Maybe Zana will think of something.
You all think very highly of Zana, don't you?
She has been a friend and mentor to all three of us, and is the wisest person I have ever known. In fact, long ago, she was... Of course! Why did I not think of that sooner? I think I know how you three might get home. We will go to Draenma.
Go to whom?
Ah, I will explain back at Zana's.
Well, sure, if... Oh, wow. Is that your university?
Pleasing to the eye, is it not?
Amazing!
It is the greatest center for OD studies in all of Baela. There are other schools, but none more influential in the creation and governance of our world than Prulawo Terontenedi.
And you go to school there?
No. I graduated some time ago. I am a task mage now.
What?
We do various important duties for university. We assist university inquisitors in handling crimes related to the misuse of OD. Our Legion friend with his forbidden technology falls under our jurisdiction rather than that of the public guard. In emergencies, we even support the town militia. But mostly I assign value to student projects and lecture during review sessions.
Sounds good. Jareth, if it's not too much trouble, I'd love to see the interior.
Absolutely not! Allowing you to follow me would be an unacceptable risk, and I am taking enough liberties with the common law by not reporting all of today's events outright. Fesma's recklessness will be the death of me one day, I swear.
I didn't mean to...
I apologize for my harsh words, Catherine, but we have an old saying here in Laundi. Caution is more advisable than regret.
Better safe than sorry?
That is what I said.
Right.
Here, hide behind these bushes. Make certain you are not noticed, and I will return shortly.
Good. More hiding. In bushes. What a weird day.
Well, at least this is better than a fetch quest or killing rats in a basement.
What?
Never mind. Hey, that lady Zana, she didn't seem too mad about that hover thingy wrecking her fence.
Zana does not get mad.
Everybody gets mad sometimes.
The way in which you knocked down that Legionnaire was incredible, Mike. But risky. You could have been hurt. Their weapons are deadly.
Don't like running away. What's for dinner again?
Well, hopefully some of Zana's famous pig pie.
Yeah, about that. Pig pie?
Well, yes, it is her specialty. Everybody should try some.
Well, I guess I'll try anything once. I'm just relieved that you guys don't eat bugs or worms.
Well, not for dinner, of course. Delicacies are best saved for dessert.
What? Are you...
I'm joking, Mike.
Oh, man, you could fix your own fence, Fez.
Hey, guys. Fence looks good.
Well, yes, Mike has been very helpful. With his aid, I think it should survive many, many more Legionnaire collisions.
Well, don't get too used to having him around.
Dinner is ready, children.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Someone's hungry.
Aren't you?
Dinner will not eat itself, children.
We're on our way. Don't start without us. Dear God, I'd eat pig anything right about now.
Dinner is served, children.
Pig pie, finally.
Fesmer, you sure I'm gonna like this? Oh boy, here goes nothing.
Well, what do you think?
That's pretty good, actually.
Pretty good?
I like it. It's just weird. Never tasted potato like that before.
What is potato? Shona, help yourself. Placate your angry stomach.
Shona will eat when she's ready, Archon.
Shona, I want to get home too. But we're here. We should at least be comfortable.
We don't have time to get comfortable, Mike. We shouldn't be enjoying this. We should be thinking of a way to get home.
Yeah. This stuff is really good.
Ah, Fesmer, you saved a portion for me. How unlike you.
Darth, I think you mean how considerate.
Yes, exactly. How unlike you.
Good news, guys. Jareth knows a way for us to get home.
Oh, thank God.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, but I have a good feeling about this.
About what?
Drianpenio.
Of course.
What?
Drianpenio, the seekers of truth. They're a monastic order dedicated to the search for truth above all else. They dedicate their lives to seeking and understanding the knowledge of Drianmer.
Zana was once one of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, it is quite all right, Vesper. It is no secret that I was once Drianpenio.
Oh, is that like a religion?
Not that we don't all want to hear Catherine talk on about religion, but I don't. So what's a Drianmer?
It is a holy place. A thin point between the worlds of the living and the dead, where to some degree the two may interact.
Like ghosts?
I see dead people.
It is a place of wisdom and peace, where those in need may seek answers from the departed. One may ask a question of Drianmer and receive the absolute truthful answer pulled from the knowledge of the deceased.
So you ask and a ghost answers? So it's haunted?
Well, not exactly. It is not haunted. Merely a place of communion.
When a person dies, they take their knowledge with them. At Drianmer, the dead can share that knowledge.
So, if I'm hearing this right, we go there and we hope they tell us how to get home?
Something like that, yes.
Well, that's great. Why didn't you mention this before?
You can only ask one question, and only if you are an adult who has never tried to access OD before.
Okay, so?
Shona, you need to understand. Most children begin casting their first spells around the age of 9 or so. Seekers of truth choose a different path. They have not attempted to cast a spell, even once. They must sacrifice all claim to OD for the right to ask. They spend their days in study, learning as much as they can so they can pose the ultimate question.
Oh, I know the answer to that. 42.
Quiet, Mike. I know what I want to ask. What are we standing around here for? Let's go.
We cannot go up there tonight, Sean.
Why not?
It is many hours away. Additionally, today is Laerello. They worship all night there, from dusk until dawn, and the sun is already setting. Even if you did arrive tonight, you would be denied entry.
We could be really sneaky. Ask our questions very quietly. Bet they wouldn't mind.
Mike, that would be like walking through the middle of someone else's sermon at church. Or maybe even like walking through a
Anyway,
wake.
So I guess we're stuck here for the night.
Stuck here? No one is keeping you here.
No, she didn't mean...
Yes, she did. Shauna, I am very sorry if I had any hand in causing you three to be here. But I will try to fix it. Nundrayanthai.
Shawan, Fez. It has just been a lot for them to take in at once. That is all.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? This isn't about you, Fezmer. I'm hanging on by a thread or two here, and if I just accept this as normal, I might let go.
The three of us really appreciate what you've done. All four of you. We're complete strangers, and you've welcomed us with open arms. I certainly appreciate it, and so do Shauna and Mike. Right, guys?
Right.
Right, Mike?
Huh? Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you over my pig pie. What was your name?
That is good enough for me.
So now what do we do?
Tomorrow is a day of rest. Businesses are closed, and I have no duties at university. I can meet all of you here in the morning, and we can begin the journey. Before we leave, however, it may be prudent to give our new friends an introduction to swordsmanship.
Sweet!
Swordsmanship?
Hold up. Now, where are we going
to
sleep?
For this night, the three of you are welcome to sleep in my guest room. Turan, I cooked the dinner, so who is cleaning?
I can do it. Wait, how do... Do you even have running water?
Well, yes, there is a brook behind Zana's, but what do you need that for?
No, I mean, never mind.
Vesmer, make yourself useful and help Catherine clean up, would you?
Yes, Shishwa.
Sweet, unholy, dripping mother of God! I can't deal with this anymore. Hey, Shauna! Hey, Shauna!
What, Mike?
You hearing this?
Hearing what?
That!
Oh, yeah, she does that. Sleeping now.
Easy for you to sleep in the room with her. Shauna!
What, Mike?
How'd you deal with it?
I fell asleep before, so she only does it when she's really tired.
Psst! Shauna!
What do you want, Mike?
How you doing? You seemed all freaked earlier.
Not now, Mike. I'm trying to sleep. Just give me some quiet.
It's not gonna happen with the bandsaw going.
Mike, shut up!
Oh, never mind. I'm hungry. Gonna get a snack.
No, I can't sleep. Thanks, Mike. Gonna go get some air. Mike, what are you doing?
Cooking a snack.
Are you frying sausage?
Yep, and some other stuff. Don't know what it is,
you
but...
You can't just go into people's kitchens and raid their fridge. Is there even a fridge here? Where did you even get that stuff?
Don't know. I'm around.
Could you at least turn some lights on?
There's plenty of light by the moons. Moon, Shauna! There's two of them. Of course, one's pretty small.
That's great, Mike. Where are the lights?
All right. Kenna!
How did you even remember how to do that? All that stuff Zana said when we went to bed passed her one ear and out the other.
Yeah, these games do have a lot of exposition. It's easy, though. Odie, the magic stuff, not the dog, comes out of that cube thing you're standing next to.
Oh, yeah, it's warm.
Yeah, that's what Catherine said. Weird. Anyway, it's the hearth, and it powers these active items. You make them work with a keyword, like the lights, or by twiddling a knob, like the stove here. Figured that one out myself.
Oh, good job, Mikey.
Thanks. They buy their active items from university. Lights, appliances, wards with the doors. Catherine ranted about monopolies like she does, and there you go.
I wanted to go outside for some air, but I couldn't remember how to open the stupid door.
Oh, I don't know. Zana didn't tell us. It's warded, so I wouldn't try and open it. In D&D, wards can, like, explode and stuff. Sausage?
No, thanks. Just talking to you wears me out. I'm going back to bed.
Well, anytime you need a little wearing out, you know where to find me.
Ugh, funny. Just don't eat everything.
Mike, wake up! I cannot believe you ate so much. I have heard of a healthy appetite, but this is absurd.
Oh, sorry, Zana. It's just a snack.
Do you realize that you ate enough food to feed a family of six? For a snack?
I'll, make it up to you?
Yes, you certainly will, after you come back from Trimer. Now out. I need to clean.
Yes'm. Zana doesn't get mad, huh? Catherine snores like a general. Oh, my God.
Wait, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
You slept for breakfast, Mike. You look horrible. Did you sleep at all?
A little. No thanks to Snorri McSnorrelson over here.
Sorry about that. I was more tired than I thought.
Fez, what's your excuse? You look hungover.
Hung over what?
He means sick.
Ah, yes. I am not accustomed to casting so many spells in one day. It does take a toll on my body, which is not in optimal shape to begin with.
Huh. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning. There's nothing good about it.
What's wrong?
There's no coffee, Mike. Why are we in a world without coffee? What god would make a coffeeless world?
The same god that made Catherine snore louder than my old man.
I said sorry.
Only young, everyone.
Bui bui, Arkan. Any sign of Jareth? He's bringing the practice weapons.
Practice weapons?
Well, the first time you pick up a sword, Mike, you want it to be wooden and not steel. Well, actually, your sword does not matter too much. It is your opponents you should be worrying about.
I beg to differ.
Do we really have to do this the first thing?
It will be fun.
I doubt that.
Here they come.
Oleong.
Oleong.
Oh, and that one today from Zana. They just said good morning.
Sup.
Soup?
No, not soup. He means what's up. Which really means what is going on. Well, hello, I guess.
Your translate spell needs some work, Fez.
I'm just happy it worked at all.
So, Jareth, can you explain exactly why we have to do this?
The journey to Draenor is long. There may be bandits. It is good to be prepared.
Not to mention the Legion and Undying.
Hold on. Undying?
Ooh, that's new. Zombies?
What are Undying?
Well, just what they sound like.
They are the bodies of those who have had their life stolen from them. They rise and in turn seek to steal the life of the living.
Yep, sounds like zombies to me.
You are joking, right?
I assure you I am not. They are a grave threat. Random attacks on travelers are hardly unheard of, though the greatest threat they pose is as a weapon of the Legion.
Sure. So, if we're going to have to fight wandering monsters, let's start practicing. Can I see one of those swords?
Here you are. Take one of these shields as well.
Sweet!
Red warriors armed!
So, how do we do this?
The most important thing to learn first is defense. It is much easier to learn how to defend yourself well than it is to learn how to attack.
That makes sense.
Pansies, I always thought the best defense was a good offense.
Well, then let me put this another way. Come at me with your best attack.
What?
Step towards me and try to make contact with your sword. I will defend only with my sword. I will leave my arm shield on the ground for now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. Mike activates ability Holy Smite.
Oh, good God.
Huh.
I made the same mistake, Mike.
Try again, and this time do not stop until you hit me.
Are you sure?
Oh, I am certain.
Mike, enchants his weapon. It is now a wooden sword of kicking ass, plus one, plus five versus Jareth.
Roar! Mike.
So, you give up yet?
You are doing well for your first time.
I didn't even hit you once.
It is not an axe, Mike. You'll never hit that way. Take shorter swings. You won't hurt him as much, but you are much more likely to actually, you know, hit him.
Catherine, your advice is sound. Are you skilled in swordsmanship?
A bit. Fencing. Not with epees or sabers, but with thin ones called foils.
Enough of this banter. Let's get it on, Jared.
Whenever you're ready.
Oof! Ha! I hit you! 5 damage!
Yes, you did. Now, try that one more time.
What, Fesmer?
Jareth has been embarrassed. He does not like
critical
that.
Critical hit! Hey, ow!
That was better, but you still left yourself wide open to a counterattack. That will need to be lesson 2.
Okay, I get it. I show you up and you drop me on my ass.
An apt assessment. Now, who is next?
I am.
Certainly.
Here you go. See if you can do any better.
Thanks, but I don't want the shield.
What?
Oh?
We don't use shields in fencing.
I have never had a beginner try to face me without a shield before.
The Zizishma?
Zizi.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, Catherine. Fortunate trials.
Okay, I think I'm ready, Jareth.
Go ahead.
She's fast.
Bet she's never been called that before.
You hit me!
Yep, on the shoulder.
But I barely felt it. Go again. You hit me again.
If you want to try to hit me, I think I'm ready for that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hide in the shadows, Catherine. Use your sneak attack.
Let her concentrate, Mike.
Now. Hold, Catherine, hold. Very nicely done.
Yeah. Jareth was clearly holding back.
Very little, actually. Catherine is quick with the blade. It is your turn, Shauna.
Shauna enters the arena. Now we will see the fury of the gods unleashed.
Mike, would you please shut up?
Sorry.
Okay, so hold the shield like this.
Up and forward more. You must anticipate the attack and be unafraid to meet it.
Is this really necessary? I've never hit anyone in my life.
But there are those here who would hit you. You must be ready.
Super.
Attack me first. I will parry.
I'm sure you will.
Just like that, Shauna. Wear him down and land the fatal
Mike,
blow.
She asked you to shut up.
Oh, she totally didn't mean it.
I can't do this.
Besmer, whip up a morale boost. Even Morgoth sometimes
Mike,
stop himself.
Mike, shut the hell up!
Oh, okay then. Maybe she did mean it.
I'm always right, Mike. Haven't you figured that out yet?
I'm always right, Mike. Man.
Try again to strike me. It is very important that you at least learn the fundamentals, Shauna.
Yeah, okay. I'm striking you now.
Harder. Do not cease until you have hit me.
Ow!
Sometimes there is pain. Now do it again.
Okay, jerk. I give up.
What will you do when Orin's Legion strikes? Or Undying attack? Will you give up?
I'll hide behind the rest of you, obviously.
Suppose we are not there to protect you. What then?
What will be, will be.
No, Shauna. You must never resign yourself to a terrible fate. You must fight until you cannot.
Yeah, well, sometimes fighting doesn't help, okay? So I prefer not to. This is over.
Shauna, wait up.
Well, that could have gone better.
She is not adjusting well. Give her time.
I don't think she plans on adjusting. She plans on getting out of here.
Well, not all goes according to plan.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Why would I do that?
Leave me alone, Mike.
I just want to talk to you. Stop, would you?
No, I don't want to talk.
Okay, we won't talk. We'll admire the landscape in silence. Will you just stop running?
You are really obnoxious sometimes.
Well, thanks. I try.
No one can fault you for that.
Oh, har. You're starting to sound like Catherine.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I just need to get away from Jareth and everyone.
Yeah, Jareth, huh? Man, what crawled up his ass and laid eggs?
Ew. But no, Jareth's really cool.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
He kind of comes off like a jerk sometimes, but I think he's a good person. Very strong, dependable.
Yeah, definitely comes off like a jerk sometimes.
It's just that everyone is so into this. Odie and hearths and active items. I mean, I still half believe this is all a dream.
Oh, it's totally a dream.
Yeah, I know you think so. You're having the time of your life.
It's either a dream, or we're experiencing something that no one else ever will. I mean, spellcasting? Undying? I play these games all the time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But who actually gets to be in one?
I never wanted to be in a game, or a permanent dream, or whatever this is.
Shauna, you finally got a day off from all the things you have to do, and all you can think about is getting back to work?
Yeah, weird, huh?
I mean, I thought the reason that you and I never, well, you know, was because of all your responsibilities.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Let's say this is a dream. You know the dream where you could do something you always wanted to do, but you don't know you're dreaming, and you'd be too scared to do the thing in real life, so you don't do it in the dream either? And then you wake up, and you're like, damn, why didn't I kiss her? Or him, in your case.
I guess those aren't the kinds of dreams I have.
Says who? You could be having one right now.
Smooth, Mike.
Well, hello, Catherine. Uninvited as usual. Please join us.
Mike, Catherine is a friend. She's always invited.
She's your friend. She's my coworker.
That's sweet, Mikey.
Only my grandmother calls me Mikey.
Not anymore. Mikey.
Stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Ooh, Mikey Poo. I could be your surrogate grandmother. I bet you miss her.
Okay, that's really creepy. I'm gonna go see what Fez is up to. Later, Shauna.
Thank you.
What was that all about?
Nothing important. So you came up to check on me, too?
Looks like it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just not cut out for this. I'm not strong like Mike or graceful like you. Jareth's right, I'm weak.
You are not weak, and Jareth never said that. He's being tough because he cares about you.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of comes off like a jerk, but he's...
Yeah. So, are you and he, like, you know...
What?
I don't know, you two talk a lot, and you were pretty eager to help him with the wall or hover thingy, whatever it's called.
Oh, no. Well, no, not my type.
What is your type? I don't think I've ever seen you with anyone.
I'm way too busy for that freshman nonsense. It's not worth the trouble. Anyway, you should talk. At least I've had a boyfriend.
What?
Who was your last boyfriend?
Billy Boyd.
Yes, your torrid long-distance love affair with a hobbit notwithstanding. You ought to put yourself out there more. If you don't act, I might have to. Oh. Out of principle, you understand, Jareth is cute.
Oh, he's cute, huh? I'll tell you what else, Jareth is not real. None of them are.
Shauna, love.
They can't be it. None of this is, and I don't know why you're all adjusting so well to it.
So then you're dreaming. What's the big hurry to wake up? You'll wake up when your alarm goes off at 7 a.m.
5:30, actually.
Crazy woman.
That's not it, though. It's that...
You know you're not dreaming.
I guess.
So if it isn't a dream, then you're awake. If you're awake, then how can none of this be real?
That's the part that worries me.
We're all freaked out about this, you know, but we're trying to take it in stride.
Easy for you, what with your fencing experience and whatever else.
Horseback riding, archery. Oh, God, I've been training all my life to be a live-action dweeb. Somehow even knowing how to ride a motorcycle is useful here.
And Mike with his football training and video game expertise... Well, I'm not so sure the video games are actually helping him.
He's acting like an idiot. He's going to get himself or us in trouble.
Maybe. You know, I was supposed to open at Antonio's this morning.
And you still went to the movies with us? For shame.
I so rarely get out of the house. What's being a little tired? That's what coffee's for.
Only here.
There is no coffee.
I know. What are we going to do?
I'm not dreaming, but if I don't get caffeine soon, I will be.
Seriously.
Shauna! Catherine!
Uh-oh, here comes Fabio. Brace yourself.
Fabio's still a sex symbol? Ugh.
We're over here, Jareth. He's coming. Here's some eyeshadow and lipstick.
Oh,
quickly, girl.
No, that's okay, really.
Ah, there you are, Shauna. I must apologize.
No, Jareth, it's okay.
No, I do not believe it is okay. I upset you, and I am sorry.
Apology accepted.
So, Jareth.
Yes, Catherine?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Catherine!
What is wrong?
She is being rude.
Oh, no, not at all. I have several girlfriends.
You do?
Yes, of course. Arkan, Zana, even my mother, I suppose. We are very close.
I see. That's not quite
so,
what I...
we should probably be getting back to the group, eh?
Excellent idea, Shauna. We should begin our trip to Draenor.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, and that's where we'll find out how to get home.
That is the idea.
Okay, fantastic.
Jareth, what do you Lowndy people drink in the morning to wake up?
Drink? To wake up? How strange. We just wake up, and then we are awake. How do people from your world imbibe liquid while they are still unconscious?
Eagerly. Not to sound like my brothers, but are we there yet? I'm tired. We've been walking forever. When are we going to get there?
We will get there when we get there.
Sounds like my dad.
You should have heard my father. Phasmer, if you do not stop doing that, you can swim home.
Swim?
He was a riverboat pilot.
My dad would threaten to leave me by the side of the road. And then he would.
Will you two Rentena Ma please stop this endless...
Jareth, everyone, stop talking.
What is it?
I think... I am sure there was just an OD drop.
A what?
Where?
I do not feel anything.
I do not think it is a big one. It just happened. Otherwise, we probably would have walked right past it. It is behind us somewhere.
Dainai, we will track it down.
Wait a minute. I thought we were going to Draenor.
We were, but now we are finding the Teod.
The what?
I forget how little you know. A Teod. How to explain?
I don't really care to tell the truth. I just need to get there.
What's going on?
Well, first, something happened. Now, we're stopped.
Thanks, Mike.
Shauna. I am bound by duty to go and retrieve that Teod. You are free to do whatever you want, but we are going to find it. Leon Naxan, Shauna.
I should help him. Hopefully this does not take long.
What the heck is a Teod?
It is a concentration of a negative OD. It forms a concretion around a non-living object.
I think I speak for all of us when I say, what?
They are dangerous, Mike. If one is left in place, they can kill plant life or poison the water, make the animal sick.
Okay.
Jareth has to find it so it can be disposed of properly.
Does this happen often?
Not very often, but in past years, they can happen pretty much anywhere. So most of them are overlooked, but when somebody does find one, it is especially important.
That's great and all, but I need to go to Draenor.
It's okay, Shauna. We'll just get it and then go to Draenor.
How do you know it won't be closed by then? Or what if we keep finding Teods or get chased by legionnaires every step we take?
Have faith, Shauna.
Oh, yeah, because that's worked out really well so far.
Come on, ladies. Turn those frowns upside down.
I don't know if it's the air here or what, but I swear you were never this obnoxious before, Mike.
It's definitely the air. Oh, come on. You both ought to lighten up. Hey, look what I taught Fesmer to say. Hey, Fez, yo!
Yo, soup, Doug?
Well, close enough.
Mike, he's a human being, not a parrot.
Who says he can't be both?
I'm gonna go see what's taking so long.
I will go, Shauna. Perhaps I can be of assistance. Please, wait
what?
Here.
What? Not even a chuckle?
Arkan, are we close?
Yes, it is here. It is very small. I cannot seem to... help me search.
You are attuned. I am not.
In some way! It is no mystery now why university would not accept me. I cannot even locate it.
Arkan, you are more attuned than anyone at university. It is their loss, and I have faith in you. We will wait until you find the Teo.
Shauna will be very unhappy if we do not proceed soon.
Have you found it yet?
No, Fesmer, I have not.
Give her time, Fez.
No hurry, except Shauna will kill us if we all delay a second longer.
And whose fault would that be? You brought them here!
I suppose I did. I just wish I knew how.
But you do know why. And now that you have them...
I cannot. They're not what I asked for. They are good folk, but they're not useful for my cause.
Fez, perhaps you should abandon your cause. The ancestors only know why I have not already turned you over to university for your frequent and deliberate abuse of Odin.
Jareth, you of all people should understand why.
Yes, find it yet?
Archon is searching. It will take a moment. Patience, please.
We'll just wait here then.
This is extremely frustrating. I can sense it, but I cannot find it.
It's right there. You're stepping on it, Archon.
The pebble, of course.
Yes, the pebble. Very impressive, isn't it? Can we go now?
Shauna. How did you...
What?
Even Archon could not sense it.
So?
So you are attuned. Which means that you have great potential, Shauna. Greater than Fesmer's. Or my own.
Well, back home I've always been able to sense little things like that. But it's sort of a moot point, guys. Can we go?
Yes. We have the Teod now. We must return to Tarantinity.
We must what?
Return it to...
No, Jareth. We must continue on to Draenor like you promised we would. You must pocket the magical pebble, do an about-face, and lead us to the Pool of Truth, where I can ask my one question so we can go home. You must do this now.
But the university demands that I...
Demands? No, I demand that you take us where you said you would take us right now, Jareth. Are you hearing me? Is the translate spell working correctly? I said now, and I mean now.
I will return the Teo, Jareth. You all continue on.
Are you certain?
Yes. Shauna demands a guide, and I think she should be obeyed. Do you not agree?
I would be afraid not to. Take this pouch. It will protect you from the Teod. Come then, Shauna. To Draenor. Fortuitous trailers, Archon.
Thank you, Jareth. May you find the truth you seek, Shauna.
Thanks, Archon. I'm sorry I yelled.
Do not be regretful. It is sometimes the only language Jareth understands. Farewell, Fesmer, Mike, Catherine.
Travel safely, Archon.
Peace out.
Later. Let's go. Jareth's already ahead of us.
I understand now why Shauna prefers not to fight.
What?
She does not need to.
Are you all right, Shauna?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I've never seen you like that before. Wow.
Hopefully you won't have to see it again.
Quicken your pace. We're still hours away. And be silent. The way is not completely safe.
Yes, sir.
Here we are, Ryan.
Oh my, it feels so pure, so peaceful.
Yes, never has a harsh word been spoken here, nor an ill thought conceived.
Maybe you should stay outside, Mike.
Har har, who's that walking out of the cave?
Almost certainly Draen Penyo, a seeker of truth. They keep torches lit inside the cave at all hours.
So can we go inside now?
I need to ask permission first. Please wait here.
But
it is a formality, Remo Sunni. When you go to Traenmer, the oldest person in the family speaks with the seekers and asks permission to enter. When many different families are represented, the person of highest standing asks.
Well, that makes sense. He is the tallest. Get it? Standing? What? Not even gonna groan?
Draen Penyo, I seek permission to visit Draenmer.
For what purpose do you bring four others with you?
Three of us are very far from home. One of us will be invoking her right to find her truth.
Yes, that she will. Your group may enter, like in Draen Warcha.
Like in Draen War Cha, Yola im Tenor in Draen Penyo, Chagren Dio Fai.
Now what?
Jareth has asked permission of the Seeker. Now he will ask Anorim.
What if they say no?
I do not know. That has never happened.
We humbly ask permission to enter. We respect this place and what it represents, and know the sacrifices you make by abiding our entry. We are honored by your indulgence.
Wow.
What, Catherine?
It's been a while since church. I forgot how...
Everyone, follow me.
So, how does this work?
Well, usually the person who is here to ask their question is in here alone. They introduce themselves and ask...
My name is Mike Archer, and I want to know what I need to do to become a professional... Hey, what the...
What's happening to him?
Do not worry. Most children who try to ask a question get this as well.
I am not... Feels like I'm being pushed out of here.
Then stop pushing back and stop talking for a moment. It will cease.
Oh,
Okay.
I guess the ancestors do not feel Mike is ready yet.
Well, that is obvious.
Hey!
Shauna, do you want time alone?
Yeah, I think I should do this alone. I really do.
Shauna, custom dictates that you drink of the spring before you ask your question. Follow your question with the phrase, speak to me in the words of one who knew truth. And it helps to be polite. These are the ancestors we are talking about.
I understand.
Good luck, Shauna. May you find the truth you seek.
Okay, Mike, let's give Shauna some personal space.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. But I am not a child. Why wouldn't it let me ask about pro football? It's a valid question.
Yeah, perfectly valid. I cannot imagine why.
Good luck, Shauna.
Thanks. So, I don't really know where to begin. Or even if you'll understand me. I'm not speaking your language, you see, because I'm not from here. We are not from here. I'm just going to assume that you know what I'm saying. My name is Shauna Brown. I don't know why we're here. We were just going to see a movie. I just wanted a night away from home. I never wanted to leave home forever. And neither did my friends, Michael Archer and Catherine Rinson. We either fell here accidentally or we are forced to lounge against our will. But either way, we don't belong here. I've spoken with Zana a lot since yesterday about what you people are, and she said you seemingly know everything, that you know anything that can be known. And you share this knowledge with people who prove themselves worthy through hard work and sacrifice. I don't fully understand how hard it is to live here without attempting to access Odie for your entire life. I've just been here a day and a half. I think I fulfill the technical letter of the law here to be able to ask my question, but I get the feeling that if you wanted to, you could just shove me out of the room like you did to Mike. I need to get my friends home. I need to get home myself. My family depends on me, and they're probably worried sick that I disappeared without a trace last night. The store needs me, and Tyler, and the twins, Mom and Dad, even my study group. Everyone depends on me to be there. I belong there. I guess this is when I'm supposed to drink your water. I haven't touched any food since entering Lawn D because I haven't wanted this to be real, you know? Nothing. I just keep waiting to wake up. But now I know that this is real. To the fallen peoples of Lawn D, I humbly ask this favor. Please show me the way home. I ask you, I pray to you, I'm an outsider just looking to return home. My question is this. How can Michael Archer, Catherine Rinson, and Shauna Brown return to their homes back in Boston? Speak to me in the words of one who knew truth. That can't be all. How will I learn how to do that? What do you mean this is my last home? Why can't I go back with them? There's got to be another way. No, please, please, Draenor, speak to me again. Please. There's got to be another way. How can I return home with my friends? No, this is not fair. Do you hear me? Huh? Do you hear me? I have sacrificed everything, all my life, for the good of everyone else. I'm sick of it. Sick of it. I want something, just this one thing, and I deserve to have it. I want to go home too. Do you hear me? I want. Tell me how to get home. I demand that you tell me how to get home. Oh God. Help me.
Been in there a long time. Hours. Maybe I should...
No, Mike. We must not intervene.
Oh, yeah. Because you're the authority on what Shauna needs.
I was not speaking of Shauna. The Seekers would not permit us to enter.
Let him try and stop me.
Mike, let it go. She'll be okay.
She's coming out.
Shauna, are you okay?
Yeah, Mike. I'm okay.
You look upset.
I guess I am a little.
What happened in there?
She can tell us when she's ready, Mike.
Catherine, would you like to ask Dremel your question?
Well,
she chooses not to.
Yeah, I choose not to. I mean, not right now.
Could you at least ask my question, since it won't let me?
Would you really want to know?
Huh?
What if it told you you'd never make it into the NFL? Would you stop trying?
Hell no!
Then you already have your answer. And I guess so do I.
It is late. Are the three of you ready to return to Zana's?
I'm ready.
Me too. Shauna?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go home.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 2, Everything to Everyone, Part 2, was written by Brandon Kroos, Andrea Schubert, and John Tanzer. Produced by Becky Davis. Starring Christina Milatovic as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Brad Smith as Jarrett, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Becky Davis as Shauna, with additional voices provided by Brandon Kroos, Andrew Schwartz, Andrea Schubert, Julia Lunetta, and Brad Smith. The audio podcast was edited by Andrew Schwartz. The original score was composed by Jason Hall. The executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Copyright 2006, Blue Sky Red Design.
So, if we're going to have to fight wandering monsters, let's start practicing. Can I see one of those swords?
Here you are. Take one of these shields as well.
Sweet!
Red.
Oh.
Oops, I overshot it.
Oh my goodness.
Satan is on.
Red warriors possessed.
All right. Sweet!
Red warriors armed!